Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The Grand Theater in Knoxville is back in local hands and hopefully to reopen soon. How did it happen and what work remains to be done? Let's go in depth with Dylan Morris, Mark Ramey, and Scott Ziller with the Grand Theater Foundation and Stu Job and David Hoke with the Iowa State Savings Bank, Knoxville. Big day for the Grand Theater, Dylan.
Huge day for the Grand Theater. Iowa State Savings Bank was generous enough, as they are with so many projects in town and in the area, to really kickstart and lay the foundation and a good solid base for our project here. They were kind enough to contribute the $20,000 that we needed to actually secure the building so that we can move forward with our fundraising efforts and renovation efforts and all of those sorts of things. So, yeah, huge day for the theater.
And Stu, well, the whole community owes Iowa State Savings Bank gratitude. It's thanks. It'll be nice to have the theater back.
It'll be great. We're proud to be a part of it. You know, it's important for the vibrancy of downtown. The project they envision has ties to, you know, the history of the theater, which is the same as the history of the community, which is neat. It has some philanthropic aspects, you know, going forward. Once it's up and running, it can benefit other parts of the community. And it's just, it's a quality of life issue. And it's important to have a theater downtown, entertainment downtown for us to continue to grow. The Iowa State Savings Bank's really proud to be a part of that, but it's the committee that's worked really hard and should get the accolades because they've got a lot of work to do. They've done a lot of work, and you know, they had a limited amount of time to purchase this building and the assets within it from the former owner, and our gift makes it possible for them to do that, and then they can get to work on the road ahead for the planning and the fundraising. So I think everybody in the community will be hearing from them, and they'll need to support it. You hear a lot of people talk about wanting this project to succeed. Now it's time for everybody else, like the bank, to get behind it.
Well, and this is personal for you too, isn't it? This may be the first place you ever went to a movie.
Well, I'm sure it was. Went to many a movie here. Like many in the community, I have lots of fond memories of the movie theater, of Carl, and of meeting friends and coming here with family. So I think that's something that the committee envisions will continue to happen in our community, and it's an important aspect of life.
You remember the first movie?
I don't. I'm getting old enough, Bob, that I don't quite remember the first movie, but I imagine it was some form of a Disney movie.
Well, David, you're excited to see that Grand coming back too, aren't you?
Absolutely. You know, I've been in Knoxville for going on 13 years now, and I remember when it was open, and even on Sunday afternoons, the amount of traffic that would be downtown Knoxville, and the folks from out of town that enjoyed it. Of course, I didn't grow up here, but a lot of people have a lot of heartfelt good wishes for this project to succeed. So, you know, in talking to some of my fellow employees, they echoed that same kind of line of thinking. They're thrilled that it's going to be coming back.
There's just nothing like sitting in the theater, looking at your friends and neighbors, enjoying the same laughs, the same times, the dramas, the musicals, whatever.
That's right. There's something about going to an event, whether it's at 2 in the afternoon at a matinee or in the evening or a dinner theater. You know, now we have a destination for not only our community, but those outside our community as well.
Well, then the teenagers won't have to go out of town for dates on Friday and Saturday.
Right on.
So a whole lot of parents feeling a little better about that.
We're doing our duty in that regard.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Grand Theater with Dylan Morris, Mark Ramey, Scott Ziller, Stu Job, and David Hoke. Well, Scott, you're on the board. What's your role been in this?
Carl actually approached me about 3 years ago and said that that he thought that the theater might be going away. And so we'd met with some community members, and the project hadn't moved forward, and so it just kind of sat dormant for a few years. And Dylan actually picked it back up and asked me if I had done some previous work or known that I had done some previous work on it, and asked if I want to be a part of it. So I joined him and the other two on the board and working on the marketing materials, some of the advertising that we'll do with this, and then some input on the interior design and build out.
Well, yeah, you like that kind of thing.
Yeah,
you are very good at, you're creative in that construction art kind of design way.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to bring it to bear here?
I am, yeah. I'm excited to put together the materials and contribute as much as I can on the way it's going to look, the ambiance that we're going to create.
Well, what are you thinking?
Not sure yet.
Not sure.
This was a real eye-opener, real reality for us. So now we get to come in and do some more walkthroughs and start putting some ideas together.
And Mark, what do you think about this big day?
Well, I think it's an excellent day for the community. I mean, it shows the community spirit is still alive and well in Knoxville with Iowa State Savings Bank's contribution to the theater. It just shows that people are very interested and concerned and engaged. They want this downtown to be vibrant. They want it to be a place where people can come, bring their families. So I think it's a good day. Good day for the community as a whole.
And why did you want to participate and step forward and help?
Well, you know, we bought a business down here 2 years ago. Didn't want to see it close. And so when you look at the square and you look around the things that are happening on the square, this was just another way to contribute with my background, helping with 501c3 filings and operational issues and those types of things, and be able to leverage my background to help in any way I can.
And so your background in the business world will help?
Yeah, from a legal and compliance perspective, and just having dealt with those issues for a long time, and that's where I hope to contribute.
Well, and the restaurant industry is pretty competitive, and it'd be nice to have all the seats in all the restaurants filled on weekend nights, wouldn't it?
Absolutely, and having a vibrant theater can certainly add to that. It adds a real, and people have been saying it, Stu said it well, it's a quality of life issue, where you have a place that draws people and certainly will help all of the businesses on the square and even off the square as well.
Do you think it'll help with recruitment, say, of employees to come to town to work in town at one of our businesses, or maybe to recruit, you know, new businesses?
Oh, I think absolutely. I think when a business comes to Knoxville, or current businesses that are in Knoxville, they come to the square and look and say, okay, what's going on? And so when you see the theater is back, you know, we've been joking here about the kind of the turn the lights on. When that's back and running, businesses see that. They want to come here. People want to move here. So it's a real positive from that standpoint when you just think about overall economic development.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about the Grand Theater with Dylan Morse, Mark Ramey, Scott Ziller, Stu Jobe, and David Hoke. Do you think that this is going to be, the theater will help attract new businesses and grow the businesses that are in town? Something as simple as a theater, does that really play a role?
Absolutely it does. When people look at a community to move to it or to join an employer here, the quality of life, you know, it could be a bike trail, it could be the movie theater, it could be any aspect, a school system, a local hospital. This is one of those components. In and of itself, maybe, maybe not, but it's just one of the components that you have to have. You have to have some entertainment, quality of life.
And what kinds of things would you like to see here? Would you like to see, are you thinking just movies? I know that you get out and you go to other communities and you like entertainment and enjoy the arts and other aspects of that world. Anything else you'd like to see here?
Well, movies are a given. You want movies for adults and for kids. And the performing arts in a smaller venue like this is perfect. You know, it could be local musicians or a local musician. It could be a traveling, you know, somebody from out of town musically performing. And then I think also community theater, whether it's kids theater, adult, you know, K-Act type theater, all kinds of events. I think it's just a meeting place for the community to gather, laugh, learn. You know, lectures is another aspect of the way this theater could be used. I think the ways it could be used are going to reflect whatever the community wants. And I think this committee sees that, that this is going to become a community theater. The Grand Theater can be used for all sorts of things. And it's an enrichment of life.
Well, what's next? The community has started stepping forward. Mm-hmm. You this big donation today, mm-hmm. and you were telling me that some other nice donations are coming in as mm-hmm. well. Mm-hmm. But we need more than that.
We do. We do. The total fundraising goal for the entirety of the project was $500,000. A good chunk of that has been committed by Iowa State Savings Bank here today. And, I mean, it's just really important for us to communicate and important for people to know that this is a community project, and it won't happen without the support and the buy-in of the entire community, business community, corporate sponsorship, but individuals too. I mean, people say, you know, oh, it's just $50. Well, $50 will help. $50 is $50 we didn't have before, and $50 we can write off of our list of needs. So we are hoping to sponsor all sorts of fundraisers, events, various community functions. Santa and Mrs. Claus are actually going to be here for Living Windows on Thursday. So stop in, have sort of a mini tour, chat with us about what we're hoping to do with the theater, share your ideas, share your memories, bring pictures if you've got them. And we're just really, really excited about moving forward and moving forward much quicker now. So,
well, Mark, you're the mathematician, but if let's just say 5,000 adults in the community, that what 7,300 people, 5,000 mm-hmm. adults each mm-hmm. gave $50, what do we have there?
Well, that gets us to our objective. Mm-hmm. As we were talking about turning the lights on here at the Grand Theater, when we look at the projects that remain in order to accomplish that goal, that it would achieve that goal. So we hope that, as Dylan said, as Stu said, this is a community project, and we're looking forward to the buy-in and support of the community, and that would get us to where we need to be.
That sounds pretty simple, doesn't it?
When you break it down, yeah, it really is. $500,000, you know, to you or me is a lot of money, but you spread it out over the entirety of the community, and it's a really, really digestible, easy project. You know, of course, some people are going to give a dollar, and some people are going to give $20,000, and, you know, it's going to work out the way that all of these projects work out. Knoxville has a real knack for digging in and getting things accomplished when it's something that we care about, and we know that people care about this project. So we'll get there. We'll get there. It's going to happen, and it's going to happen soon. So,
you know, when you talk about $50 or $100 per family, $100 for, I guess, 5,000 adults would be your $500,000. But, you know, anybody, right now we're forced to go to the city to the movies. Anybody that's gone to the movie in the city mm-hmm. and buys popcorn and a drink, mm-hmm. it doesn't take very many attempts mm-hmm. to get to $50. So $50 to $100, it could be looked at as a family, as an investment into a less expensive, more convenient theater experience right here in our community.
Thanks to Dylan Morse, Mark Ramey, Scott Ziller, Stu Job, and David Hoke for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.